Christ is risen.
Amen.
Let us do it one more time. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Please be seated. It is a special day for all of us Christians and all around the world to celebrate Easter. And thank you all for joining us together and also online on this beautiful Sunday morning to celebrate Easter and worship together in this church and online. Paul says in his letter to Romans that through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. We are free indeed. Last year, this time in Easter, we were worshipping from home and hoping and praying for a deliverance. Here we are together again. I'm so emotional today to see all of you back so that we can worship freely. Thanks be to God, and God is still good.
Amen.
Let us say, God is good.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good. Thank you. And if you can join me with the announcements that is listed on the second page of the bulletin, you can also see it on screen. I will quickly go over the announcements. The Georgia Mountbank, the minister of this community, continues to collect the donations in items or in cash. Please continue to do that. The Joy of the Journey book that my book published a couple of years ago is still on sale, the proceeds of which benefit the missions of this church. The address of the church is listed there for communication. If you want to send anything, check or any other items in the mail, use that address. And also as a church, we are here to support anyone who is struggling with any difficulties during this pandemic, and we were able to, by the grace of God, support some families already. As a small church, we will do the best we can. If you know anyone who is struggling with basic needs like groceries or utilities or anything like that, please call that number or text that number. We will work with them to support them as much as we can. And also the annual conference is listed there. Please note the dates and the website listed there for more information. We will have our yard sale in May 15th on Saturday. Please contact Margaret for more information. Our cooking classes that we started last year or year before that will resume after the pandemic on April 10th, Saturday at 10 o'clock. The community is all invited, so we have some volunteers cooking on that Saturday, and we'll have lunch afterwards. The admin council meeting will be next Sunday, April 11 at 12:30, right after service. Please stay back after service for the council meeting. We are also starting the senior fellowship back on Saturday, April 17 at 10 a.m. at the fellowship hall in the kitchen. And we'll have some paintings, drawings, and crafts and fellowship there. Please see Wayne or Margaret for details on that. The attendance and collections are listed there for your continued prayer and participation. As you all know that we are working towards to get the parking lot finished. We have a budget of about $30,000 that we are looking at. Please pray about it and continue to donate for that cause as well. Are there any other announcements? Anything that I missed? Anybody wants to add anything? It is nice to see you all here and also online to worship together. It's very rejoicing to worship together again in the church. And we have a few new visitors and some visitors that have been here before. Thank you all for coming, and you're all welcome to this church, joining with us worshiping together. If there are no other announcements, let us go to God in prayer. Let us pray. Eternal and almighty God, who through your only begotten Son Jesus Christ overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, the resurrection of your Son has given us new life and renewed hope. Thank you for this opportunity that you gave us one more time in our life to celebrate Easter. It is not because of what we are, only because of who you are that we are alive today. It's only because of your grace and mercy that we enjoy the health and strength in our bodies to come together and worship together here and also online. Bless us with your presence today, O God, as we worship and celebrate your resurrection. Let your Holy Spirit fill us in our hearts and in our minds and empower us so that we can be faithful and powerful witnesses for you in the days to come. Grant that we celebrate with joy the day of the Lord's resurrection in truth and in spirit. We pray that your name be lifted up and your people be blessed in all the singings we do and the meditation of the word we do here and all the prayers we make and the communion we partake together will bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It is our greeting time now, and if you can unmute everybody online, we can say online as well. And if you can stand up at least and say hi to each other. We used to hug each other before, but we will do that
morning.
Later on.
Morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Thank you all.
Good morning. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Good morning, Chuck and Mickey. Good morning, Jean.
Morning.
Good morning, Bob and Kathy. Thank you. Good morning, Martha. Thank you all for joining together. So we'll be singing a hymn. Please remain seated as we ring that hymn, Where You There. If you want to follow that, it will be on the screen as well. Those of you are at home, if you want to follow that, it is at on page 288 of the United Methodist Hymnal.
Where you there?
The responsive reading is taken from Psalm 118 verses 14 through 20, which will be also listed on the screen. If you are able, please stand for the responsive reading.
The Lord is my strength and my power. The Lord has become my salvation.
There are joyous songs
and victory in the tents of righteousness.
The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted.
The right hand of the Lord does valiantly.
I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord.
The Lord has chastened me sorely, but has not given me over to death.
Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter in through it.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thank you, God.
Please be seated. This is our prayer time now. As a church family, we bring our prayers of blessings together and praise God for all the blessings that God gives in our lives. And also it is a time of sharing our concerns and burdens together as a church family and also lift them up to the Lord. God has promised us that He will answer our prayers according to His time and His will. Trusting in that promises, let us go to God in prayer with all of our cares and concerns, that He will answer the prayers according to His time. There are some special announced prayer items that we wanted to go through. If you can turn with me at the back of the bulletin, our regular prayer items are listed there. Use this as your regular prayer items in your daily prayers. Post them in your refrigerator or your study desk and remember these items and prayers in your regular prayers. Just one item that I wanted to bring out was Eddie Clade. He is also listed there in the mid-center top. He has been admitted in the hospital after a fall, and he had some fractures on his hip and his leg. He had a surgery this morning, and he is in better spirits because I got a text from him after the surgery that happy Easter. That says he's doing better. Please remember him in our prayers. He used to be sitting right there every Sunday, even during the pandemic. So please remember him for a full recovery, and he will have to go through therapy afterwards too. Thank you all for joining us today. We wanted to recognize some of the families here who are today. And I know Lisa's sister, Jennifer, and Dad are all here. Welcome here. Thanks for joining us. We have Penny and the whole gang at the back. All right. Thanks for joining us. And here, Margaret and Jerry with your family here. And can you...
These are friends of ours, Liliana and Guillermo Rivas.
Hi, Liliana and Guillermo. Okay. Nice having you here. Amen. Yeah, and you are not new, so welcome. You are always welcome. And we're glad that we are...
James
and Lou are back. And it's been a while. And we want you to be over here. She used to sing in our choir. Hopefully, next step. And also, Jack used to sing in our choir, too. So glad that we are able to do this. And in this prayer list, are there anything that anybody wants to highlight? And I know we've been praying for Gene Brown, and he has been getting better, our former pastor.
When I called him, he recognized my name on the phone and said, "Hello, Wayne." So I feel like he's, you know,
much better. Alert. Yeah, he's alert now. Very good.
My husband is on this prayer list, but he's battling some sort of allergy, cold, bronchitis, something or other, and so he's going to be traveling next week, so we're praying for his recovery.
And what's his name?
Thomas White, which he is on the list.
Oh, he's on the list, okay. All right, any other special items to call out?
I'm going to call out a praise to having a much fuller church than we've had.
Amen. It's truly
a blessing.
Yeah.
Y'all please come back.
Amen.
And I will say praise. I've been many churches over my years with the Lord, and this is precious. I feel Jesus here, a kindness and a good leadership with a focus on the Lord, and so I'm just like, I can go to this church, this could be my church, but I don't live here, but I'm really grateful. It's a beautiful place for the Lord.
Thank you. Thanks for the words. God bless you. Please continue to pray for the Blankenship family as they are grieving at the death of Larry, and also Titus family as they are grieving at the death of Titus. Please remember them in our prayers for continued peace and comfort.
So, I just thank and praise God for being able to come back to church.
Amen. Absolutely, yes.
Thank you for the family and grace. We just came from Mississippi from two funerals.
Oh,
thank God.
Yeah.
He gave us traveling grace. And I'm just so happy to be back in church. Zoom is okay, but it's nothing like being in person.
And let us continue to pray for our country, our president, vice president, cabinet, our Congress, and all the governors of the state and the local municipalities, and who are making some major decisions that affect the people's lives. Let us pray that God will guide them with the Holy Spirit and give them the wisdom to do the right thing. It is not an easy job during this time particularly, so please keep them in our prayers. Also, let us keep our frontline workers and the first responders, like the fire and police, service workers, delivery people, trash workers, military. There's a lot of people who are working 24 hours behind the scenes to support us, risking their lives. Let us be thankful for that, and at the same time continuously pray for them and for their safety, and that we are so grateful for their services as well. So keep them in our prayers. And the medical professionals who are working for the vaccination and all those, let us also keep them in our prayers. If there are no other official call-outs, that's Chandler, right? Yes, I know him. So let us go to God in prayer together. In the beginning, let us spend a few moments in silent prayer where we can bring out our unspoken prayers, and then I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Jesus said, "Do not worry about anything. What shall we eat, what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has its enough trouble for itself." Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that you have given us together to gather in your name and come before you as your people with our prayers of praises and also prayers of concerns and burdens, Lord. Thank you, God, for the gift of life with all its joys and blessings that you shower upon us. Even when we are unfaithful, you have been faithful to us. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection every day. We come before you as your children. Many of us are broken. Many of us are broken in our bodies and in our souls. Some of us are weary and burdened, and many of us have been anxious and afraid. But you are the source of all comfort, and you are the source of all healing. We read in the scripture, even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Lord, we come before you trusting your promises that you are going to renew us. On this Resurrection Sunday, we look up to you, Lord, for your comfort and your healing, above all the power of the resurrection to fill our lives so that we can be powerful witnesses for you. We lift up all those who need your protection and guidance, Lord. Particularly, we pray for Eddie Clade as he is recovering back after the surgery in the hospital. bless him with continued healing and complete recovery, Lord, after his therapy, that he can come back and worship with us together again. We pray for the Blankenship family and the Titus family who are grieving at the death of their dear ones. We pray that for your comfort and peace that will fill their hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, Lord. We also pray for Thomas White, who is traveling, and we pray for travel mercies for him. We pray for Martha and Jack, who are recovering after their procedures, and continued recovery for their body and soul and spirit, Lord. We pray for all of those who are affected by this pandemic in various ways and various natural disasters around us. We pray for your comfort and healing in those places, and also the recovery works that people are doing. We pray for our country as a whole, for your blessing, for your healing as a nation, Lord. We pray for the President, the Vice President, and the Cabinets, and our Congress, and all the state governors and authorities who are making tough decisions about many things that affect people's lives. We pray for wisdom and the Holy Spirit to guide them to do the right things, Lord. We also thank you for the services of our first-line responders, especially our firemen and police and healthcare workers, our delivery people, our trash workers, our military, and all those who are working round the clock, risking their lives. We thank you for their services, Lord, and also pray for their protection at this time. We thank you for this time that you have given us to gather together in your name in this church. And thank you for this church that you have given us to be here in this place to serve this community. As we worship together today, Lord, we pray that your presence fill us and your blessings flow us in our hearts and through us, Lord. As we take part in the meditation of the word and also the communion, let your Holy Spirit flow in us, through us, Lord, so that we can be a blessing to this world in the days to come. Thank you again for coming to this world to suffer the death, and also you rose from the dead so that we can be alive in Christ. Thank you for giving us the privilege and the opportunity to be your children, and we thank you for that above all. Help us, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit, and humble our spirits before you as we continue to worship. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers will come forward and take up the offertory, while the choir will be singing a special Behold the Lamb.
Slay the
please stand.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Let us pray. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, you are the source of all that we have and we are. You have been gracious to bless us with all the abundant gifts from heaven, in spite of what we are and what we have done. In Jesus Christ, you have given us more than we could ever deserve. Gracious and loving God, we understand that you call us to be the stewards of your abundance and the caretakers of your wealth in this world. We thank you for all the blessings you give us every day. We thank you for those who were able to give joyfully, and also pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God, and bless and help us to use this offering to share your love to this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. We'll have a music special now. You can be seated at that time.
Thank you.
Our scripture reading is taken from the John's Gospel, chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. If you are able, please stand for the scripture reading.
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had risen from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. But she did not realize that this was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for your word that you have given us for our life and our spirit. As we come before your word, Lord, we pray that you will give us a humble heart and an obedient spirit, that whatever you talk to us and command us through your word, that we will obey with humility and obedience. Bless us with your word, Lord, that we will be empowered by it, and also blessed so that we can be a blessing to this world around us. Give us a humble spirit, and also illumine our souls so that we can see the spiritual truths behind the words and apply that in our lives. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Rock and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The women who ran to the tomb to embalm the body of Jesus found an empty tomb. And empty is not a good thing, except when you have an empty tomb. How many times have you gone to your car to head off to work or school and someplace where you are in a hurry, And you look down at the gauge on the gas tank and you see that empty. It's not a good feeling, is it? Or and you probably wonder, who did that? So empty is most of the time not a good thing. And we get surprised by it, and we get anxious about it when we have empty situations in our life. Easter is about a tomb that was supposed to be full, but was empty. Nobody expected it to be empty. We read that Mary Magdalene and the other Mary looked on as Joseph and Arimathea and Nicodemus came and took the body on that death of Christ, and they embalmed him and put in a tomb that was sealed by the Roman government to make sure that nobody gets to the body or nobody will steal the body. And they sealed it and they put soldiers and guards around it to protect the body. But they were all there, surprised now the body is gone. It's an empty tomb. They saw the stone was removed and the body was gone and the tomb was empty. The women did not expect the tomb to be empty. The apostles could not believe it. But resurrection is all about that kind of surprise. It is not something that comes in our vocabulary every day. Certainly it did not come into the vocabulary of those people at that day when they went to see the body of Jesus. Resurrection is outside the realm of ordinary proof. But sometimes proof can come from something neither visible or understood. So we understand that Jesus rose from the dead, and they still did not understand it, and they did not understand the scripture that predicted him or prophesied that Jesus will be risen from the dead. Later, demonstrating this change of direction by using new techniques, many people have tried to prove this, but there is no proof other than the resurrection that we experience in our lives, those who believe in the resurrection. The empty grave of Jesus has changed the direction of people's lives and history forever. Even though the tomb was empty, it was full of power. The empty tomb of Jesus still stands as a witness of power to the whole world and creation, saying that there is power in resurrection. It changed the direction of the future. The empty grave of Jesus was full of power. The empty grave was full of power that conquered sin and death. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins, is what Paul says in 1 Corinthians. And the power of resurrection over death has given us the opportunity to take part in that power so that we don't have to be afraid of death anymore. And death is not the end of life. In fact, for a believer, it is the beginning of eternity with God. And that is what we believe and that we celebrate today. Jesus went into the tomb for us once and for all so that we could all live again. And the stone, that one particular wonderful stone that was rolled away, not so Jesus could get out, but that we may look into that empty tomb and experience the power of resurrection. Many times that we are misunderstood that the stone was moved by somebody so that Jesus could get out. He didn't need anybody's help to get out of that. It is for you and me. So that we can go in and witness the power of resurrection that is going to change history and the world forever. But above all, it's going to change my life forever. Yes. And that is the power of resurrection that got into my life, that changed my life forever. So there is victory over death, and there is power in the empty tomb when those women who went there to find the dead body of Jesus. And we saw that afterwards, they met the living Jesus after that. They still did not believe that. They thought it was the gardener. That's what we think. When God is so near to us, talking to us, we still don't recognize him. But thank God he recognizes you and me. In the midst of desperation and fear and anxiety, there is standing Jesus looking at you and me and say, do not be afraid. Mary, it is me. Even though you don't understand me, I know you. I know you by name. And you have been called even before your birth. That's what the Bible says. I knew you by your name. What a personal Savior we have. Almighty, powerful God, who rose from the dead, is standing beside you and me, calling you by name. A personal God. Gary Meader, a writer in one of the books that I read in devotionals, wrote a testimony about his life that touched me. When 40 years ago, his oldest daughter Hope was 3 weeks old in the hospital. They had to keep the baby there for several weeks and let the mom go and the family go. But they were called in immediately one day and asked them to stay in the hospital and take a room nearby in a hotel because they were about 50 miles away from the hospital. The little baby Hope had been born with a flawed digestive tract. She did not tolerate nourishment, so she did not eat any food. She could not eat any food. And the only option that they could give them was to continue to see if she could survive without doing anything. So that night the doctor called them, and when they went there and they told them that she would not make it through the night. So they went back to their room, didn't know what to do. But the dad got a phone call from an old friend of his who convinced him that even in the valley of death, God is with us. And he said that seemed to be very empty words for him that night. And then the next morning, they all went to the hospital expecting the news of the death of the baby so that they can carry the body home. But while the family was walking in, the pediatrician and the whole team of nurses welcomed them with so much rejoicing that they saw that Hope has revived. For some reason that night, something miraculous happened. And Mary survived that night and she continued to live healthily as a healthy baby and an adult for a long time. So he writes that when we expect death, God gives life. When we see no way, God gives us new ways. And when we are afraid, God sends his angels to tell us, do not be afraid, because Jesus is alive. In the face of death, large and small, Easter promises us life. The empty grave is also full of power that it changed history. It changed the way people worshipped until that time. The Jewish people used to worship on Sundays. Now here comes a new group of people, a Jewish convert of groups of people who changed Saturday to Sunday. The beginning of the week has changed forever. And look at what happened after history. The empty tomb is powerful enough to change history. Even now, we are witnesses and testaments of that. The birth of Jesus and the death of Jesus and the empty tomb changed the calendar forever. And where we still live in 2021 AD, which definitely means Anno Domini, the Lord of the, in the year of the Lord. It did change, even though some people do not use it. They will try to say that common era or current era. But AD is a good thing to say for us. The greatest missionaries and the explorers of around the world preached the gospel to the various parts of the world because of the power of resurrection that they experienced. The apostles Paul, all 12 of them, became martyrs for that one particular cause. It is so much powerful, the resurrection that they experienced on that day. It was the tomb that was empty, was full of power, that changed the lives of the apostles and the disciples forever. And they changed history after that. Historian Philip Schaff described the influence of Christ and the power of resurrection like this. The Jesus of Nazareth, without money and arms, conquered more millions than Alexander, Caesar, Muhammad, and Napoleon, and without science, he shed more light on things human and divine than all philosophers and scholars combined. He set more pens in motion and furnished themes for more sermons. Orations and discussions learned volumes, works of art and songs of praise than the whole army of great men of ancient and modern times. Yes, the resurrected Christ has changed the whole history and the world. The empty grave was full of power that it continues to change lives. That is what the great miracle that you are seeing every day in front of our eyes. The power of Jesus Christ can transform the worst sinner to be the saint chosen by God. That is a miracle that nobody else can do. That is the power of resurrection of Jesus Christ that we experience even today. That is why we are here today. That is why I am here today. A sinner who does not have any right to be in front of God, because Jesus came and died for me and rose from the dead, he pulled me out of that dirty situation and placed me on a strong place where I can sing praises to God. It is not because of what I did. It is only because of Christ did for me. Thanks be to God for that. People would not die for their religious beliefs, but if they know their beliefs are false, but they absolutely, the followers of Christ, knew that they were following the right thing, and they were witnesses for the power of resurrection. Above all, the empty grave was full of power that gives us a promise for the future. Somebody said we can live about 40 days without food and about 3 days without water and about 8 minutes without air. But you can only live about 1 second without hope. That is what we got through the power and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that we have a hope, that we will have an eternity that we will be spending together with God after death. So death is not the end of anything, but it is the beginning of our lives with God. So we will be spending time in eternity with Him. Many times people stop believing in God because they don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. But resurrection, the power of resurrection changes that in our lives and in the history. Jesus said to Martha, when he raised Lazarus from the dead, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." What Jesus did was more than just a resuscitation. He actually rose from the dead, and he is alive today, even today. It is easy to cave into many doubts and fears many times. And we want everything to be restored as to the original situation. That is what Mary and the other Mary and the women probably prayed for. Give us the body of Jesus. We want everything restored back where it was. After the pandemic, it was more real to us. But we have learned a lot of things. And God will make new things out of the dead. Out of death comes new beginning. Out of death comes new creation. If we are open to accept it, we will see that newness and the freshness that come with it. He doesn't just restore things. He transforms things. And he will transform you and me if we are obedient and humble before him. One day all the graves will be emptied. And Jesus said, "Because I live, you shall also live." He has promised to return someday, maybe perhaps today. I don't know. Are you ready? You might do that today. But if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. And the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. That's the promise that we have in the scripture from 1 Timothy. So on that great day, all made possible by the resurrection of Christ, the graves of every believer in Christ of every age and place will be emptied. And we shall all receive the glorified bodies like Christ did. And like Paul says, then we shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? As we come before the table today, let us take on that power of resurrection. Without fear, without anxiety of anything in front of us. Because there is a Jesus who is standing nearby who is risen. And that power is still available. So come before this table accepting that power that God is offering you today. And our table, the United Methodist Church table, is an open table. All are invited. It's the Lord's table. So please come as the ushers guide you. And may God bless you as you take part in this communion and go from this place. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, brought us to a land flowing with milk and honey, and set before us the way of life. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn,
Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. By your great mercy, we have been born anew to a living hope, through the resurrection of your Son from the dead, and to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. Once we were no people, but now we are your people, declaring your wonderful deeds in Christ, who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always, in the power of your Spirit, Word, and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself for us, he took the bread. And broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And when the supper was over, he took up the cup, gave thanks to you, and gave it to his disciples and said, drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. On the day you raised him from the dead, he was recognized by the disciples in the breaking of the bread, and in the power of your Holy Spirit, your church has continued in the breaking of the bread and the sharing of the cup. And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and also on these gifts of bread and drink. Make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit on your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, and now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. Please come to the table as the ushers guide you and take part in the communion together. Let us give thanks. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The closing hymn is 298 in the hymnal, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross." If you are able, please stand. Receive the benediction. After the benediction, please remain standing for the closing chorus, which will be on the screen as well. People of God, the tomb is empty. And because the tomb is empty, our lives can be full of hope and full of joy, full of strength and full of purpose. It is easy sometimes to give up and get down and burn down. But the empty tomb has the power to energize us and keep us strong and steady. Always remember that as we go from this place, the resurrected Christ is so close to you as a breath. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
May the sun shine for me, come your way. May the sun shine for me, come your way.
bless you.